Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing Love Was in the Room, and in part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where There Is No Vision, from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
It was early in the morning, and a stillness filled the garden where he lay. Then the ground shook with power as the angels came to roll the stone away. Then the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb. And the love of the Father came and filled every corner of the room. You see, love was in the room, and new life was born where only death had been. His love was in the room, and death and hell would never reign again. When the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb, the earth was filled with His beauty. I was trapped in sin and weakness, sinking ever deeper day by day. Then the blessed Holy Spirit came to touch my heart and roll the stone away. When the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb, and the love of the Father came and filled every corner of my room. You see, love was in the room, and new life was born where only death had been. Love was in the room, and death and hell would never reign again. Oh no, when the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb, with his beauty, and love was in the room. When the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb, the earth was filled with his beauty, and love is in the room. Love was in the room. Love was in the room.
So we must become doers of the word and not hearers. We sit in the church, we hear the preacher preach, we hear the singer sing, and we walk out just like we came in. I believe it's time we get back to altars. You need to get the cobwebs off of your heart and get back to the place that God wants you to be. Let me give you two quick points. We'll live for God and a life that will honor Him by living lives of holy worship and devotion to God. Amen. You know, you're going to hear tonight how something happened within the ranks of God's children. Jehoshaphat, he was at a place he wasn't really right the way he should have been and doing what he should have been doing. I don't want to preach my message tonight here, but I'll just give you a quick quirk. The fact is, God got a hold of him. And they came to a point that they were outnumbered. Three armies were coming against them. Things looked bad. Things looked bleak. Things really looked down. But you know what they did? They worshiped God and they let God fight the battle for them. Guess what God did? Come tonight and I'll tell you. The second thing is, by offering to God our bodies dead to sin and instruments of righteousness and the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you need a renewed mind and you need a transformed life in Christ. Now God is sending warnings to us. He's saying simply two things. You better turn or you're going to burn. You better repent or today you're going to perish. So when God says, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me, He still means that. Amen. He still means that. Stop saying one thing and doing another. Oh, I love the Lord, but you're living like hell. I love the Lord, but you curse like a sailor. I love the Lord, but you're living in moral decline. I love the Lord, but you're not living for Him. How can you say you love Him when your heart's not with Him? You're kind of like those folks. It's all mouth action, but no knee action. Amen. Praise God. Stop saying you love God and your actions don't show it. Stop saying you love your church, but you're not faithful to the worship services. Amen. Stop saying you love your family and you deny them of the blessing of your misplaced pleasures and priorities in your life. I'm almost through. Any church there? I thought you'd like that. Tonight, what does a hero look like tonight? We've got some of the finest in Lynchburg coming to be with us here at this church. For our kids, the Lynchburg Fire Department's coming and bringing a truck tonight. And you know what? I praise the Lord for our policemen. I praise the Lord for our firemen. I praise the Lord for our public servants. I praise the Lord for those today that are seeking to be a positive role model and image in our community. Amen. And we need to embrace these guys tonight and tell them we love them and we're praying for them. And we're quick to thank the military, and I think we should, for their service. We also need tonight to thank those who are public servants. Yeah, but they're getting paid. Let me tell you what, it's a sacrifice. And I appreciate our firemen, our policemen, our EMTs, every person today that is serving to help people. Amen. You need to be here tonight and support them. So therefore tonight, don't misplace your priorities. Let me hurry up and finish. We've lost our vision. We've lost today our focus to this evening. We've lost today our revelation of God. And we're placing pleasure of the world over the things of God. And today, these are very critical times that we need to get back to God and get back to church and get back to living the life that is loving and pleasing unto the Lord. This may not be popular, and it may today be somewhat preaching today that you didn't want to hear. But I'm going to tell you what, the truth sets you free. So you can either choose to stay in bondage like you are and what you're in, or you can choose today to come to an altar and get free in the Lord. And when we become today the masters of saying things, you know, and doing nothing today, you're nothing but lip service. You're not serving the Lord. It will take getting back today to the answer, and that answer is still God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the reason that our nation today has become a lawless land is because today we have cast aside the law of God. Amen. We have become today the people and the land of the lawless because we have betrayed God in our pulpits and the pews and in the confines of our nation today. Amen. Preachers have become motivators today instead of ministers. Amen. Oh, I'd like to stand up here and motivate you every Sunday, but God has me and has called me to a higher calling. I've got to preach that you can be free and be delivered and live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, because one day you're going to stand before Him. You've got to become today the people that God wants you to be, not the people today that is the land of the lawless in our behavior. Let me tell you what, people will not endure sound doctrine, but it doesn't mean today we stop living by it. Amen. We have ignored the truth in our personal lives, and I believe today this is what we all boil down to. You know, it's not enough to see the problem. We've got to learn to solve the problem. I love to hear people say, well, if that was me, this is what I'd do. Well, why don't you do something to start praying? Why don't you start calling on the Lord and seeking His face? Why don't you start living like you ought to live? You know, we must come back to the Bible. We've got to come back to the altars of God. These altars here, God is waiting to meet you here today. We've got to come back to God with a vision. And folks, if we'll do that, get a vision for what God wants you to be and what God wants your home to be. Get a vision today for what God wants your life to be. Get a vision today to bring your home, your life, your family back to God. Get your eyes out of Facebook. And get your eyes in this book, the Word of God. I would challenge you this week. I'm not opposed to Facebook. But I challenge you this week, calculate the hours or minutes that you're on Facebook and make sure you give God equal time. In word and in prayer. And even better than that, I wouldn't give Him equal time. I'd give Him more time. Amen. See, the Word of God is where the vision will come from. And if you're not in the book, you don't know what the vision is. So therefore today, you've got to get back to the binding principles that are found in the pages of God's Word. Back today to the pews and back to the pulpits and back to the preaching and even back to the praising of God. Because let me tell you something about that praising thing. We're on the winning side. Hallelujah. Times may be bad, but I know where I'm going. I know in whom I have believed. I know that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I know I have a home in heaven, but I also know I got a God that'll be with me through the valleys of life. Life may be get rough and hard at times, but thank God He is still my refuge and my strength and my very present help in time of trouble. Amen. I have that promise today. Back to faith in God. Back to the Word. Back to the house. Back to prayer. Back today to a place of binding and loosening. It's in the pages of God's Word. Back today to the place that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Come on, church. I believe it's time we get back to God. And get back to the praise that's due His name. If you want to break, if you want to really shut down the devil, start praising God. If you want to shut down the devil, start praising God. I'm going to say it one more time. This thing's going to sink in. If you really want today to bankrupt hell and the devil, start praising God. God. Start praising God. Come on. Start praising God. Start giving God the glory. Start giving God the praise. Start giving God the honor. Start lifting up your voice and lifting up your hands and lifting up your life and being the people that God has called you to be today. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.